Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Abu Ubaida Amr ibn Abdullah ibn al-Jarrah, radiyallahu anhu, the trustworthy of this ummah. Al-Wa'i Magazine, issue 467. Abdul Mahmud al-Amri, Yemen. Abu Ubaida Amr ibn Abdullah ibn al-Jarrah, al-Fihri al-Qurashi, 40 before al-Hijrah, 584 CE to 18 after Hijrah, 639 CE, was a companion, radiyallahu anhu, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Muslim commander and one of the 10 companions, radiyallahu anhum, who were given glad tidings of paradise. He was among the first to embrace Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title of the trustworthy of this ummah, saying, Inna li kulli ummatin aminan wa inna aminana ayyuhatal ummah Abu Ubaida bin al-Jarrah. Every nation has a trustworthy one, and the trustworthy one of this ummah is Abu Ubaida. Bukhari, the status of Abu Ubaida radiyallahu anhu in Islam. Abu Ubaida radiyallahu anhu is considered one of the prominent figures in Islamic history and is held in high respect and esteem by Muslims. He was one of the commanders of the Muslim army in Ash-Sham, Levant, and played a major role in its conquest. He was wise in his leadership and held a great position among the Muslims in the region. He was ascetic, zahid, and devoted, loved doing good, and gave to people whatever he could. He died in Ash-Sham due to plague, and his death was a tragedy for Muslims. He remains a symbol of wisdom, abstention, zuhd, and piety in the history of Islam. The Islam of Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu. Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu embraced Islam in the early stages of the Islamic da'wah. He migrated first to Abyssinia and then to Medina. He participated with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Battle of Badr and all the other battles. He was among those who remained steadfast on the battlefield. When the Muslims were surprised by the attack of the Mushrikun on the day of Uhud, Abu Ubaida Amr ibn al-Jarrah was among the early reverts to Islam. He embraced Islam at the hands of the companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who would carefully choose those he saw as wise and mature to invite to the deen of Islam. Among these individuals was Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu, in whom Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw purity of heart and sound judgment. Motivated by this, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu invited him to Islam. Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu quickly responded to his da'wah, and soon after, he went along with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and a group of others, including Abdurrahman bin Auf, Uthman ibn Ma'zun, and others, to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who then spoke to them about Islam and its teachings. They all embraced Islam together at the same time. At that point, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had not yet entered the house of Al-Arqam ibn Abi Al-Arqam, and Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu was 25 years old at the time, an age of full intellect and maturity. Abu Ubaida ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu faced the same rejection and harm that other Muslims endured during the early days of the da'wah to Islam. He made hijrah with the companions radiallahu anhu to Abyssinia during the second migration. When he learned that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had secured the bay'ah from the Ansar, he returned to Mecca. After that, he made hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions radiallahu anhum to Medina. He stayed with Kulthum ibn al-Hadam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam established a bond of brotherhood between him and Muhammad ibn Maslama radiallahu anhu. The story of Abu Ubaida's jihad and bravery. Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu was known for his bravery and love of jihad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to refer to him as the strong, the trustworthy. Abu Ubaida participated in all the battles and expeditions alongside the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, never missing a single one. He was appointed as a commander of military detachments during the Prophet's time due to his military intelligence and successful leadership. Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu continued his fighting and bravery during the era of the Khulafa, Rashidun, rightly guided caliphs. He took part in the wars of apostasy and the battle against Musaylimah the Liar. He was one of the commanders of the Muslim armies sent to conquer Ash-Sham. He participated in the Battle of Ajnadain, the Battle of As-Samawa, and Marj as-Safar. During the Khilafah, Caliphate of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, Umar appointed Abu Ubaida, radiallahu anhu, as the commander in place of Khalid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu anhu, for the conquest of Damascus. Victory was granted to the Muslims, and Abu Ubaida made a peace treaty with the people of the city agreeing to leave them half of their properties and churches. The incident of removing the two rings that entered the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Uhud. It was narrated that during the Battle of Uhud, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell, and two rings from his helmet, a metal headpiece worn under the turban, became embedded in his noble cheeks. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was present, as he was one of the companions who remained steadfast until the end of the battle. He proceeded to remove the two rings from the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam using his teeth. In doing so, his own teeth fell out, and he became a person with broken front teeth. However, this only increased the beauty and grace, and none was more handsome than Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu with his broken teeth. The piety and humility of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. The companion Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was humble, and leadership or commanding armies never made him arrogant or proud. It is narrated that he once said, "O people, I am a man from Quraysh, and if any of you, ruddy or black, surpasses me in piety, I would wish to be in his skin." One of the incidents that reflects his humility is when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent reinforcements to support him during the siege of Asham and appointed Khalid ibn al-Walid as their commander. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu welcomed him warmly and out of humility gave Khalid his rightful position and authority. Abu Ubaidah's leadership over the companions radiallahu anhu, his wisdom and obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was narrated that during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims launched the campaign of that the Salasil on the outskirts of Asham. The commander of the expedition was the companion Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, who sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam requesting reinforcements. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose some of the most prominent companions for his mission, among them Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, along with many other muhajirun. He appointed Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu as the commander over all of them. This indicates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu the wisdom and capability to assume such a post. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu responded with nothing but complete obedience and loyalty to his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the Khilafah Caliphate of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was one of the four commanders appointed by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lead the conquest of Asham. Later, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ordered Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu to move from Iraq to Asham to take command of the Muslim armies there. When Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu became Khalifa, Caliph, he dismissed Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu and appointed Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu in his place. Upon this, Khalid radiallahu anhu said, "The trustworthy one of this ummah has been appointed over you." Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu successfully led the conquest of Damascus and other cities and villages throughout Asham in the year 1888, corresponding to 639 CE. He died due to the plague of Amwas in the Jordan Valley, where he was also buried. His mother, Umayma bint Ghanim ibn Jabir, and according to Jamharat Ansab al-Arab by Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi, Umayma bint Uthman ibn Jabir ibn Abd al-Uzza ibn Amira ibn Umayra ibn Wadi'a ibn Harith ibn Fihr. Ibn Hajar reported that Abu Ubaidah's mother lived to witness the advent of Islam and embrace it. Historical sources do not mention anything about Abu Ubaidah's activities during the pre-Islamic era, Jahiliyyah. Thus, the recording of his life begins from the day he embraced Islam. Ibn Hisham and others reported that he accepted Islam before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the house of Al-Arqam ibn Abi Al-Arqam. Al-Bukhari and Muslim narrated from Anas ibn Malik that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna li kulli ummatin aminan wa inna aminana ayyuhatuha al-umma Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah." Every nation has a trustworthy one, and the trustworthy one of this ummah is Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani commented, "The trustworthy one, al-Amin, is someone reliable and commendable." Although this quality was shared by others as well, the context suggests that Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu possessed an extra degree of it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically attributed a unique virtue to each of the prominent companions, radiallahu anhum, giving each one a distinctive trait that he excelled in over others, such as modesty for Uthman, judicial wisdom for Ali, and so on. The occasion behind this title, as narrated by al-Bukhari, is as follows. The two leaders of Najran, al-Aqib and as-Sayyid, came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, intending to engage in mubahala, a mutual invocation of Allah's curse upon the liars. One of them said to the other, "Don't do it. By Allah, if he truly is a prophet and we engage in mubahala with him, we and our descendants will never succeed." So they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "We will give you what you ask of us. Just send with us a trustworthy man. Do not send with us anyone but someone trustworthy." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "La'ab'athanna ma'akum radulan aminan haqq amin." I will indeed send with you a truly trustworthy man. The companions eagerly hoped it would be one of them. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Qum ya Aba Ubaidah." Stand up, O Abu Ubaid ibn al-Jarrah. And when he stood up, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Hada aminu hadhihi al-ummah." This is the trustworthy one of this ummah. Muslim also narrated from Anas that when the people of Yemen came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "Send with us a man to teach us the Sunnah and Islam," he took the hand of Abu Ubaidah and said, "Hada aminu hadhihi al-ummah." This is the trustworthy one of this ummah. His abstention, Zuhd. غيرتنا الدنيا كلنا غيرك يا أبو عبيدة. The world changed all of us except you, O Abu Ubaidah, Umar ibn al-Khattab. A group of narrators reported when Umar radiallahu anhu arrived in Ash-Sham, the commanders and dignitaries came out to receive him. He said, "Where's my brother Abu Ubaidah?" They replied, "He on his way." Then Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu arrived riding a camel tied with a rope. He greeted Umar radiallahu anhu and then said to the people, "Leave us." So they walked together until they reached Abu Ubaidah's house. Umar radiallahu anhu entered and found nothing in the house except his sword, shield, and a saddle. Umar radiallahu anhu said to him, "You could have acquired some furnishings or something for comfort." Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu replied, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is enough to get us to our final destination." In a similar account from another narration, when Umar arrived in Ash-Sham, he said to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, "Take me to your home." Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu replied, "What will you do at my place? You only want to make your eyes weep over me?" They entered and Umar radiallahu anhu saw nothing there. He said, "Where's your furniture? I see nothing but a coarse wool mat, a dish, and a water skin made of leather. And you are a commander. Do you have any food?" Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu then stood up, went to al-Jawna, a container resembling a basket or jar used for storing bread, and took out a few crumbs. Umar radiallahu anhu began to weep. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu said, "Did I not tell you that you would make your eyes weep over me? O Amir al-Mu'mineen, what I have is enough to get me to my final resting place." Umar responded, غيرتنا الدنيا كلنا غيرك يا أبو عبيدة. The world has changed all of us except you, O Abu Ubaidah. Al-Dhahabi commented, Abu Ubaidah recorded this in his Sunan and said, "By Allah, this is true abstention, zuhd, not the abstention of someone who is poor and destitute." Ibn Sa'd narrated from Malik that Umar radiallahu anhu sent Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu either 4,000 or 400 dinars and said to the messenger, "See what he does with it." So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu distributed all of it. Then Umar radiallahu anhu sent the same amount to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, and he also distributed it, except for a small portion, which his wife asked him to keep, saying, "We need it." When the messenger reported this back to Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "Praise be to Allah, who has placed among the Muslims those who do such things." His narration of hadith, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu embraced Islam early in the prophetic mission and possessed vast knowledge of the Quran and Sunan. However, books of hadith have preserved only a few narrations from him. Sahih al-Bukhari contains no hadith directly attributed to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. Sahih Muslim records one hadith, and Jami' al-Tirmidhi also narrates one hadith. In Musnad Imam Ahmad, there are 12 hadiths, but after removing repetition, only 7 unique hadiths remain. Musnad Abu Ya'la contains 9 hadiths, 6 of which are the same as in Imam Ahmad's collection, and 3 of them are parts of one extended narration. Thus, the total number of narrations from Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh amounts to 8 hadiths, some of which are mursal, narrated without the companion, and others connected, musnad. Some of the connected chains are authentic, while others are weak. Ulama have explained the reason for the small number of hadiths reported from Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh and other senior companions radiallahu anh. Ibn Sa'd cited Muhammad ibn Umar al-Aslami, who said, "The narrations from the senior companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are few because they passed away before there was a pressing need for their narrations. The hadiths are more numerous from the likes of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh because they ruled and were asked questions and gave judgments. All the companions radiallahu anhum of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were leaders and examples to be followed, and what they did was preserved. They were consulted and they issued fatwas, and they heard hadiths and conveyed them. However, the senior companions, radiallahu anhu, such as Abu Bakr, Uthman, Talha, Az-Zubayr, Abu Ubaid ibn al-Jarrah, and others like them narrated less than the younger companions, like Jabir ibn Abdullah, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and Abu Hurairah. These younger companions, radiallahu anhum, lived longer lives, were more frequently consulted, and people had a great need for the narrations, which is why most narrations and Islamic knowledge came from them and their peers among the companions, radiallahu anhum, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The death of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu was afflicted with the plague during the Khilafah Caliphate of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. When Umar learned of this, he feared for Abu Ubaidah's safety and sent him a letter requesting that he come to him under the pretext of an important mission. However, Abu Ubaidah understood that Umar's true intention was not a task, but rather a desire to save him from the disease out of fear for his life. Knowing how much the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him, it is for this reason that Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu declined the request, sending an apology in return. The reason for his refusal was his adherence to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instruction that if a plague spreads in a land, its people must not leave it. And so Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu remained and eventually died from the plague of Amwas in the region of Bisan in present-day Jordan. The funeral prayer was led by the companion Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. This took place in the year 188, 639 CE. At the time of his death, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was 58 years old. His children, Ibn Sa'd said, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu had 2 children, Yazid and Umair. Their mother was Hind bint Jabir ibn Wahab, ibn Dibab, ibn Hujair, ibn Abd, ibn Mu'ais, ibn Amir, ibn Lu'ay. However, the children of Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu passed away early, i.e. they died young, and his lineage was cut off. Mus'ab al-Zubayri also stated in Nasab Quraysh, the descendants of Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhum and his brothers became non-existent.